So happy it's Thursday. Welcome, ESPN 1700 AM. It's the Real Estate Radio Hour with your host,
David McKelvin.
And myself, Ryan White. In studio with us today, repeat offender, Miles Hubers, loan officer extraordinaire. Been in the business for 30 years. How many billion in loans did you say you did?
Over 10 billion.
10 billion in loans. You and McDonald's, right?
It's a lot of loans.
It's a lot of gray hairs.
Best year, you did 3 million. 3 billion.
3 billion. That's about 12,000 loans. That's not just me, though. It's my entire team.
Very humble of you.
A very good team.
When we are looking to find out what is new and exciting in the loan business, Miles is always on the cutting edge. Miles Hubers, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Also, excited to have my neighbor all the way from five doors down from me, Alan Tharp. He's a partner with Hamilton Tharp, LLP, here in Solana Beach. The website, ht2cpa.com, and the two is your wife is also a partner, right?
That's correct, yes.
Okay, excellent. Graduate of USD. Been 20 years yes. in the business. And one of the things I thought was most noteworthy here is you're doing tax returns for a lot of ballplayers, aren't you?
Yes, we are.
Seems like just about every time I see you, you're carrying a baseball bat outside somewhere.
Yeah, that's not because of me.
Not because of you. Okay, good enough.
Or the neighborhood, thankfully.
Or the neighborhood, excellent. Well, coming up ahead of us today are, wow, I'm going to say this, stated income loans are back. So Miles says, stated income loans. Going to hear a lot about that.
Down, right?
Yeah, 20% down, good credit, cash reserves. So it's not like the old days where people put nothing down and they walk from their homes and then there's the foreclosures, which kind of cause this mess. Today, they're a lot more conservative. You have to have 20% down, a 700 FICO, and 6 months cash reserves. So there is no tax returns required, though. And I think everybody kind of feels comfortable that we've bottomed out and we're on the way up. And so tax returns are no longer required.
So, I mean, we are seeing things change. Banks are being more liberal these days with lending.
Yes, finally.
Well, and it seems as though that may be an indication of what's happening in the economy, right? They're deciding, hey, we can loosen our underwriting guidelines because we see perhaps appreciation in the future.
Well, it's kind of funny. You know, FHA is the Federal Housing Administration, and that was kind of set up in the Depression in 1929 for people to get into the real estate market for first-time buyers. Okay. But the Federal Housing Administration is FHA, not first-time buyers. But it's been around, and it's basically the government backing you with mortgage insurance. You know, it's only 3.5% down, and you can have a FICO score as low as 600. So it kind of is subprime lending, and it's always been around for a long time.
But that's
time.
Changing, isn't it? I mean, they're raising the bar now. They're saying you have to put 5% down.
Well, you never know. In fact, it might tighten up, but there is a program called FHA Open Access. And if you make less than $86,000, and it bases on your zip code, that you could put in that 3.5% down, but a half of 1% down. Not 3.5% down, a half of 1. If you make less than $86,000, and that's the highest zip code county, that's like Orange County, each zip code's a little different. So, no, not 5% down, 3.5% down is FHA. And as you know, we're a military town, so VA is nothing down with no mortgage insurance. So, no, lending is not getting tighter, it's loosening.
So a lot of unique mortgage programs out there, and we're going to get into certainly the no-doc one. That's really, really new, and there's a lot of ramifications as far as what that means. Also, tax planning. It's yes. almost the end of the year. The new 20% capital gains, 0.9% Medicare, 3.5% investment tax income, all things tax-related, and some of the changes in 2013 that you're going to want to plan for before 2014 hits and you scramble around April 15, get your taxes done, tax planning and how to make the most of that. We're going to talk to Alan Tharp ahead of us about how that goes. So, Miles, stated income loans. This has been a dirty word. Dirty, dirty word for a very long time.
Yeah, should we be excited about this or should we be afraid of it?
Let's rename it.
Well, some people will blame this for the entire collapse.
Yeah,
Liar loans.
I would too. I think underwriting
guidelines. Oh, you would too?
Yes, definitely.
Okay, I didn't expect you to say that.
If you look at IndyMac Bank and Washington Mutual and some of these lenders.
World Savings.
Yeah, I mean, these are big, huge billion-dollar corporations with no money down, with no collateral, I think was pretty aggressive, right? especially if there's no recourse. So if the market goes down, everybody just walks from your home. Short sale foreclosure.
Well, I'm curious. You know, you said 20% down, certain FICO score. What is it? What do you need to FICO score?
700.
700 FICO score. What is the difference, right? Back in 2004, underwriting guidelines were looser than they are today. They went through, you know, a lot of changes.
Sure.
And now here we are back. Market's appreciating, a lot of good news in real estate, and the banks are coming out and saying, okay, you know, we're going to loosen up our underwriting guidelines. What is the difference between 2004 and today? What was the...
Well, you know, that's 10,000 loans ago, and a decade for me is a long time. But let me tell you what I think, okay? First of all, there was no money down then. Today is 20% down. That's
so
a
big
difference.
So you could do a no money down stated income loan?
No.
Back then.
Back then.
Back then.
10 years ago. No money down. All they cared is you had good credit, and they asked for your gross income, not your net. So someone might gross 20 grand a month, but net nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, today it's a little different. You know, we do think the market's bottomed out and it's appreciating. There's not a lot of inventory, but it's good credit and cash reserves and 20% down. So I'd like to call it equity-based lending.
Or make sense deal.
Make sense deals. And the bigger loan amounts require more money down. For example, it's only 20% down to 417. Is 25% down to 625 loan amount, 625,000, and it's 30% down to 2 million.
Well, we're going to have to say that one more time. But before we go through those numbers again, we understand what stated income loan means, but everybody out there who applies for two loans in their lifetime, they're not intimate with the process. So what does it mean to state your income? What does that mean to state income? What are we not having to show and why?
Not your tax returns.
So I do not need to report my tax
you
returns
do not,
at all.
We don't ask for them. It's an equity-based loan. We're not asking for your tax returns, which in projections gives us back a 4506 because we look for mortgage fraud to make sure people aren't lying on their tax returns. We don't want your tax returns. And by the way, these loans aren't backed by the government, by Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac. They're institutional investors that are private money. They call it portfolio lending, that it's our risk.
Not being sold to Fannie or Freddie.
They're not being sold to Fannie or Freddie or FHA. This is private institution, private hedge fund
money.
So
this is portfolio money.
It is portfolio money. So the taxpayers aren't at risk here. And we're not going back down the road. In many instances, people have more than 20% equity on a refi.
Does portfolio money mean higher interest rate?
Yes, it does. It's higher than like an FHA loan. It is.
So there's a trade.
Yeah, it's a little bit higher of a rate because there's somewhat of a higher of a risk for private institutional money because they're not asking for your tax returns. But it's only like 0.25% higher.
Sounds reasonable.
Yeah.
If you're just tuning in, we're talking to Miles Huberds, loan officer extraordinaire. His number here is 858-735-4323. We're talking about no-doc loans or stated income loans. One more time, 858-735-4323. They are back, apparently. And so you mentioned stated income, no tax returns. Why would someone not want to show tax returns?
Well, we have a CPA sitting next to us. he's laughing.
He knows all the reasons.
There are some startup companies, and they're, you know, I did a client the other day. He had 50% equity in his home, $2.8 million in cash reserves. He just went through a divorce. We had
50% equity in his home.
50% equity.
$2.8 million in reserves.
And cash reserves.
That's a lot of cash. Okay.
But he grosses a lot of money, but his taxable net income wasn't sufficient enough, three times his, you know, his payment or his debt to income, they call it, to qualify. But as a hedge fund, the hedge fund felt comfortable that he had 50% equity and huge cash reserves. So really, are the tax returns important in that situation, or is the FICO important?
So traditional lending wouldn't get him a loan because he couldn't show, would you say, 3.5 times?
You normally need to make about 3 times. Your income needs to be 3 times your debt is the rule of thumb.
So this was on a refinance?
This was a refinance.
And so when they refied him, they refied him and secured a new loan at 50% loan to value.
We refinanced him.
You refinanced
yes.
him. Right.
Now, here's a great situation where this gentleman's loan was coming due. So he had 45 days. The loan is due. So he wasn't
in
a very good situation.
It was a balloon that was coming up on him?
It was a balloon loan that someone gave him before. It was due in 45 days.
So this type of loan really saved him?
Yeah, yeah. Also, the house wasn't completely finished. The guest home wasn't, so we also gave him some cash out.
The guest home wasn't finished.
The guest
Poor
home
guy.
Was lucky guy.
Poor guy. Okay, so that's interesting. And I actually see this as drawing an analogy to this in that it seems to me evidence that whoever's out there doing these calculations with your portfolio lenders, that they see values on the rise. Because nobody would do a loan like this if they thought it was in decreasing marketplace. I think it's further evidence as loan guidelines loosen, that the market's coming back, or at least not getting worse. Is that kind of how you see it as well?
Oh, absolutely. You know, as you well know, I buy income properties and I flip homes myself. So, yeah, I think it's cheaper to own than rent in many cases. And if you think about a VA loan or an FHA loan, those houses are upside down the day they buy them. Because if you put nothing down on a VA loan and it costs 6% to sell them, they're upside down day one, right? And
absolutely,
that's insured by us, the taxpayers, for mortgage insurance by the government. Mm-hmm. These loans are portfolio. It's the risk of the people that own the portfolio. Mm-hmm. So would you rather lend somebody money with nothing down or somebody who has 50% equity and 10 years cash reserves?
Well, so let's talk about rate. When someone says you've got some hybrid off-the-wall loan program, I'm immediately thinking it's got to be expensive. What are we talking, 12, 20, 30% a month?
3.99 on a three-year fixed, interest only.
So interest only also.
Interest only also, 3.99.
Wow.
We have a five-year fixed at 4.99 interest only.
Well, so 4% and 5%,
yeah,
depending on the duration it's fixed, and that's not uncommon.
But we only have 3 and 5 years, so you can kind of see that we're hedging ourselves, that we're not going out 30 years in case the rates go way up. It's a shorter-term loan.
Sure.
These no-doc, let's call them equity-based loans, are 3 and 5 year.
Got it.
So it's really based on your equity and your cash reserves, which are most important.
So based on this 20 or 25% down, can that be a gift?
No. It has to be seasoned.
It has to be seasoned. Seasoned,
yes.
For how long? 2
and,
years?
And only a primary or a secondary home, not income property.
Okay.
We look for 6 months seasoning.
6 months is it?
Yeah. And we really only want 6 months cash reserves of your total debt. So if your debt's $5,000 a month, we want 5 times 6. We want $30,000 in cash reserves. And that could be in a 401k or IRA or some kind of pension or life insurance.
There.
Yeah. Just any asset that is
can be liquidated.
We don't collateralize it. It's just to show that they have the ability, if they needed to get out of the home.
You know, it's been said that homes don't actually appreciate. It's a hedge against inflation, right? You buy a property right now, you lock in your purchase price, you lock in your interest rate, you lock in your payment, and 10 years from now, you look like a genius because your mortgage payment is $2,000 while everybody else is $6,000. And, you know, you're reaping the rewards if you rent that property out. Now you've got a yield spread based on the fact that that rents have actually gone up. Now, rents are $6,000, your payment's $2,000, you're making a yield spread between the two. But when it comes to the lending institutions, the gatekeepers, the government, the cash deposits, savings and loans, you know, they're holding a lot of this cash. And in this case, you're saying portfolio money. With this portfolio money, they're becoming looser and looser. You know, Miles Hebers, you're over there saying, no doc, no doc, no doc. Call me out on it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
You challenge you.
We're funding
on
millions.
The situation.
We funded $200 million last month. So they're out there. You know, obviously I wouldn't be promoting wasting my time, but they're equity based. You have equity and you have cash reserves.
Look, if you want to challenge Miles Hebers, give him a call right now, 858-735-4323. That's the number, 858-735-4323.
When we come back, we are going to talk to Alan Tharp about everything tax-related and a little bit not. Ahead of us when we come back.
Nice.
The law is on your side. That's right. The laws are designed to protect consumers from being riddled with debt. They're designed that way so that you can become debt-free and get a fresh start. You should do what I did. When I had financial stress, I called William McDonald with the McDonald Legal Group. Find out how you can use the law to your advantage. Delete your debt and keep your stuff. You got credit card debt, timeshares, old IRS debt, collections, medical bills. Any of this stuff can be wiped away with the Chapter 7 bankruptcy, and it only takes 100 days. Call William McDonald today. 800-997-1235. 800-997-1235. Or go online, sandiegobankruptcy.us. 800-997-1235.
This is Lisa with the McDonald Legal Group. We are a debt relief agency. We help people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
Mr. Credit here for Five Star Escrow. When you need escrow services, think Five Star, the escrow provider to the friends of the Mr. Credit Show. FiveStarEscrow.com. That's FiveStarEscrow.com. estateplanner.com. Just having an estate planner trust in place isn't always enough to make difficult times less challenging for you and your family. Life is full of change. This is why it's so important to have your estate documents reviewed regularly. Contact my attorney, Jared Causa, with Neil Diamant Law Firm, and find out if a review of your estate plan is needed. 619-238-1712. Since life changes so quickly, make sure your estate is properly handled. 619-238-1712 for your free consultation. Just mention Mr. Credit. 619-238-1712.
Smelling quite inviting over here.
Gotta have some burgers before kickoff, right?
Indeed. Must have some delicious burgers prior to the match.
You mean game?
Just hope I don't get any mustard on my kit.
It's Jersey.
Hopefully the home club will score an early goal.
I think you meant team and touchdown?
Right.
You've never watched American football, have you?
To be perfectly honest, I'm just here for your smashing bangers.
You mean awesome sausages?
Most likely.
Everyone's a fan when you grill for game day with Kingsford Charcoal.
Hey, Mike Golic here, reminding you, if it's game day and you're not manning a grill of sizzling meat, spatula in one hand, a cold drink in the other, you're doing it all wrong. Visit grilling.com/ESPN, and Kingsford will show you game day done right. You could even be named Kingsford's Tailgater of the Year, get 4 tickets to any game during championship week, and win a life-size statue of yourself. That's Kingsford Charcoal, keeper of the hashtag tailgate rules and the official smell of football season.
Hi, Mr. Credit here. You know, everyone wants to have a good credit score, but very few people even know how to read a credit report. Now you can get a free copy of your credit report as well as a personalized analysis of that credit report, all 100% free, by simply calling this number, 619-734-9454. That's 619-734-9454. Find out specifically what's keeping you from having perfect credit and what action is needed. You'll get access to all the same resources I've personally used to improve and maintain my own credit score. Everyone can have great credit, but it takes a little help for most of us, and we are now providing that for free. Just call 619-734-9454 today. Mention Mr. Credit, 619-734-9454. That's 619-734-9454, or email at MrCredit.org. That's MrCredit.org.
Welcome back. So happy it's Thursday. ESPN 1700 AM, Real Estate Radio Hour with your host,
David McKelvin.
And myself, Ryan White. We just heard from Miles Hubers discussing the new no-doc loan. He'll call it equity-based lending. It exists out there. No-doc loan, equity-based lending. Call Miles Hubers, 858-735-4323. One more time, 858-735-4323.
It's only in California right now, right?
Well, he only does loans in California.
Yeah. We do loans in all states, but only those portfolio equity-based lending loans. I only do those in California.
I also understand that most of your referrals come from other loan officers that are not able to get the job done.
Yeah. You go to other institutions, and sometimes they don't have make sense lending. B of A is pretty much the government, not to mention a bank's name, right? But they won't do a loan without tax returns. So, yeah, I get a lot of referrals from other name brand bank institutions.
Mm-hmm. All right, Alan, taxes.
Yes.
Some changes this year, right? 2013, from 2012 to 2013. You've highlighted three here, but I'm sure there's more.
Oh, yeah.
These are just the most prevalent. And I think really the underlying statement here is tax planning, right? Come December 31st, it's too late.
Correct.
You've got to do it now.
Yes.
In preparation for the changes that have already taken place for when you're filing, well, hopefully before April 15th.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. So what are the most important changes that have occurred in 2013?
Well, basically taxes have gone up, period. Yeah. So they're not going down. Top rate now is 39.6%.
39.6% is the top rate that people pay.
Yes.
And what income bracket is that?
That's over $400,000.
$400,000, you're paying 40%.
Correct.
Oof. That's state?
That's
state and feds?
That is just fed.
Fed.
So top rate for California is 12.3%, over $1 million.
Wow.
So taxes have increased dramatically.
Is that how Phil Mickelson got to 61%?
Yeah, that's how I got there.
Okay.
That's right. Wow. Yeah, I'm out of here, right?
Yeah.
Hey, I don't blame him.
Yeah. No, he's
so,
not going
I mean,
anywhere.
Isn't it true, Alan, that if someone makes that kind of money that they just simply hire people to defend them and not end up paying that kind of in taxes? I mean,
I wouldn't say defend. I mean, basically, you hire professionals to strategize as much as possible to reduce your taxable income. So
CPAs.
Exactly. So
I have to imagine that, you know, when the IRS gets around to it, that must be there just must be all kinds of mayhem over there. I mean, all of the people filing returns and they're all trying to figure out ways to you know, save money. I mean, they're looking at these things like, what, 6 or 7 inches thick with some folks?
Well, for as far as the tax return, you mean?
Yeah.
Well, a lot of it is electronic now, all the electronic filing, which makes it easier for the IRS because they use computers to basically track everything. So a lot of matching going on.
Does that mean that if no red flags pop up, you just go right on through? Or does that mean that they're going to look at everything?
It probably just depends on the situation with that with that person in particular. I've noticed here lately, large refunds are going to look at those tax returns closer now.
Large refunds,
that makes sense.
They're not going to send out the money right
away.
They don't
want you receiving big checks anymore.
Correct.
Well, they probably never did.
Yeah.
I don't think anymore is much of a change. But
it's interesting to know the things that cause them to be concerned, right? Large return. Maybe what you do in this case is lower the number of deductions that you have, right? I mean, if you're claiming a bunch of deductions and you get a bigger return, maybe you start, you know, not claiming so much.
Well, the IRS is going to do that for you this year because they're going to phase out all of your itemized deductions. So the returns are definitely going to go down. So
there really are some changes out there.
So what does that mean, phasing out an itemized deduction?
Well, itemized deductions like your mortgage interest, your property taxes, your state income taxes, charitable contributions. For the past 3 years, those deductions have not – you basically get 100% of your deductions. Going forward now, they're going to start phasing those out once your income crosses or goes over $300,000. So – and basically what they do is they take 3% of your adjusted gross income, which is your – income before your itemized deductions, multiply it by the difference over $300,000 by 3%, and that's the amount that they reduce your itemized deductions. So deductions, people are going to be surprised this year with their because they're not going to get the full benefit of the deductions that they've had in the past for those individuals who are over $300,000.
Well, previously, they were getting 100% of the deduction back.
Correct.
And currently, if they're in a tax bracket making over $300,000, they're going to get a lesser percentage than 100% of those deductions back.
Correct.
Wow, that's going to change a lot.
Are you saying that they net over $300,000 or gross over $300,000 annually?
Well, adjusted gross income, which brings in your salary,
right,
your earned income, your investment income. Only thing, it's called above the line, so you do get your deductions for your IRAs and things like that before adjusted gross income, but it's before your itemized deductions, so it is gross.
Oh, I see.
Gross in some regard. If you're just tuning in, we're talking to Alan Tharp, partner with Hamilton Tharp here in Solana Beach. The website, HT2CPA.com. That's HT2CPA.com. And we're really talking about tax planning, but backing it and taking it in the context of what is changing. And one of the things you mentioned here is itemized deduction and the fact you're no longer going to get 100% of that in 2013 if you make over $300,000, is that what you said?
Correct. In a way, it's a hidden tax. I mean,
hidden tax.
The highlight is the top income tax went to 39.6. We have a new 3.8% tax on investment income, 0.9% tax for Medicare on earned income. Those are the things that are getting most of the press, but the itemized deduction phase out is another hidden tax buried in there that people are not going to realize is going to take place.
So for all those out there that don't make $300,000, right, what are the changes that are taking place right now? I mean, you got my attention. Clearly, there's a lot of changes right now. There needs to be some thought that's going into the return this year. Just give us some examples of what – I mean, first of all, what are the changes that take place for someone that doesn't make $300,000?
Well, most of the – for the 39.6%, that is over 400, so that won't apply. But the 3.8% on investment income comes in at 200,000 for singles and 250 for joint return filers. So it is a lower threshold, so it is there.
Is that what we were referring to as the Obamacare tax? Is that what we're talking
correct
about there?
Yes.
That's okay, got it. I understand what you're saying. It's 3.8%. So what does that mean? So a lot of it has been talked about as being a sales tax on real estate, right? I've heard that conversation before, but it's not really. It is a common way that people would make the $250,000 required to then qualify for the 3.8%.
Yeah, other than your personal residence, if you sold a place that's investment property, mm-hmm, yeah, that would add to your tax on the from the sale of that property.
Now, I have a question for you. Let's say that I have a business and I have $300,000 in income, But after I add up all my expenses, I only net 3.8%. So you're saying you're going to take 3.8% off the top of my gross, so I actually could net nothing if my net was only 3.8? Could that happen in theory if my itemized deductions were 96%?
Yeah, I guess it could happen in theory.
So you could net nothing.
Yeah.
So all of your net profit, if you only net 3.8%, could be gone.
Right.
Wow.
Okay. Not very efficient. And they don't take any of the risk, right?
Wow. Well, yeah. Aren't there cases that you do a lot of tax returns that their itemized deductions are actually in a loss position?
Not usually. I mean, we don't have that situation where they're in a loss position. You have to remember, through the last few years, everybody got their itemized deduction. So this is even new for some of the – not new, but it's coming back for some of the CPAs.
Well, I have a client who, for example, just went through a litigation and a lawsuit. He's got more legal fees than he did income, but he grossed over $300,000. So what would his situation be?
Well, what are his legal fees for?
For a lawsuit.
No, but for the business or personal?
Business.
Yeah. So, I mean, those would basically net out his income.
So that's an itemized deduction.
Well, in that situation, if it's for the business, is it a? It depends on if it's a corporation.
It's
or
an LLC.
So those are expenses of the LLC. So in that situation, those expenses reduce the income from the LLC, which flow through to him personally.
So it kind of is net.
He could end up with a zero income.
So he gets to write that off still, the legal fees in his company, so yes. He wouldn't have to pay that fee.
Correct.
So it is, in a way, an adjusted gross income.
Yes.
Yeah.
So in that situation, he ended up with zero flowing through to his personal tax return.
Yeah.
Then his itemized deductions, I mean, he wouldn't get any benefit anyway. Okay. So it doesn't really even matter in that situation.
That makes sense.
So, Alan, you do a lot of tax returns for athletes.
Correct.
And some athletes are not all created equal, right? I mean, some of them are our W-2, and some of them receive, you know, tournament winnings.
Correct.
And so, you know, talk to me. What is the difference, and how is this affecting the athletes?
Well, as far as the rates going up in general, obviously they're going to pay more taxes. the guys who are on salary, so that basically means NBA, Major League Baseball, NFL, they are paid through wages. So they're kind of limited on what they can do as far as avoiding taxes. There are strategies out there for them. Now, they will lose a significant part of their itemized deductions, like we were talking about, because their income will be so much greater over that $300,000 threshold. So the most they can lose is 80% of their itemized deductions. Ooh. But they can lose. I mean, you have the potential to lose 80% of your itemized deductions. So basically all of your mortgage interest, your charitable contributions, everything like that kind of goes out the window. It doesn't apply anymore.
You know, so it doesn't actually seem all that right, because if you think about it, you know, an athlete's career is going to be, what, 12 to 15 years, well, if they're lucky.
NFL's 3.5 years.
Right, so they're going to make a ton of money, right? And they're going to be likely injured in some way for the rest of their lives, and maybe not even able to, you know, work like the rest of us, if you will, in the same capacity that we do. And yet, you know, they had earned maybe even more than we would over our lifetime in those 3 or 4 years.
Correct.
And they were taxed, and it just doesn't seem balanced. I mean,
yeah,
it's not, and it applies to even not just a professional athlete. You can have a self-employed individual that has a really good year or a couple of good years, and then after that, they don't have those years anymore. There's no averaging that income over a couple of years to try and get tax dollars back. You basically pay in that year, and it doesn't matter what happens in the next year. So, yeah, it's even though these athletes get paid a lot of money, they pay a lot of tax, and they don't get any of it back when they're not making money.
So hopefully when they get a $10 million contract, they realize that's only $5 million when they're spending the money. It's kind of fun that you said
that. That's the golden rule, right?
Yeah, it's pretty much half is gone up front. I just did an NFL player. It used to be a Charger, and he couldn't get a loan. He went to 8 different lending institutions, and the reason why is his contract is only for 1 year.
Right.
And we look for 2 years of job stability, because what's going to happen to him? Well, with our equity-based lending, he was putting 50% down, so we're able to qualify him on a loan, even though he only has a 1 year contract, which is a make sense type of loan.
And that was one of the same problems that we worked with that motorcycle professional that you had referred to us.
That's right.
He had there was also one at a hockey.
Actually,
hockey player.
The motocross racer had a foreclosure. And since you mentioned that, let me bring this up, because the FHA guidelines used to be that you couldn't do a loan for 3 years if you had a short sale or a bankruptcy or a foreclosure. Now FHA is 1 year. You could do a loan 1 year after a foreclosure or a short sale, where our portfolio lender is 1 day. So if you've had a foreclosure, we can do you in 1 day after your foreclosure now in our portfolio.
When we come back, we're going to talk more, Miles Hubers, about what he just mentioned, doing a loan the next day. after being foreclosed on or bankruptcy. In addition, jumbo rates versus conforming rates and how the curve is a little bit inverted ahead of us when we come back.
Perfect.
If your service is 5 stars, your escrow partner should be too. 5-Star Escrow, getting your transactions closed and getting you paid. 5starescrow.com. 5starescrow.com. January 1st, health insurance is changing for all of us. So how is your insurance going to change? Will you be forced to buy a new policy or change your existing one? What are your options? Craig Gusson with Auerbach & Gusson is a certified health reform specialist who can help answer these questions today at no cost to you. Just call 858-546-4101. That's 858-546-4101 to learn everything you need to know about health reform. 858-546-4101.
Footlong Nation, rejoice! Right now at Subway, any regular footlong is a $5 footlong, all September long. All your favorites, like the sweet onion chicken teriyaki, the Subway Club, and even the Italian BMT are just $5 each. With tons of $5 footlongs to choose from, we need an entire month to celebrate. So hurry in to get yours.
Subway. Prices and participation may vary. Plus tax will applicable. Exclude Supreme Subs. Additional charge for extras. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
Tammy has been pulled over. She's searching through her glove box for proof of insurance. Should she A, call an out-of-work superhero with X-ray vision, or B, use her digital ID card on Geico's mobile app? The correct answer is B. Geico's mobile app can pull up her proof of insurance faster than a superhero. Plus, X-ray vision can get embarrassing quick, and superheroes don't exist. Geico's mobile app is real, free, and available 24/7. It never sleeps.
Geico. Wherever, whenever. Just a click away with our free mobile app.
This is John Feinstein, and this is a CBS Sports Minute. When Robert Griffin III speaks, people listen, which may be why the Washington NFL football team that he plays for has advised him, his word, not to speak about the burgeoning controversy over the team's nickname. Griffin said Wednesday that the team, that would probably be Coach Mike Shanahan and owner Dan Snyder, have advised players that since they have no say in the matter, they shouldn't discuss it at all in public. This is classic Snyder. If I tell people not to talk about something, it will go away. Except that this one isn't going away. More and more people are talking about it and refusing to use the nickname, which is clearly offensive to most Native Americans. This isn't 1933 when the nickname was first employed. Back then, African Americans didn't object to being called Negroes or even colored. Times change. Sensibilities change. Sooner or later, the team name in Washington will change too, no matter what Dan Snyder says. I'm John Feinstein.
If it's hard to stop or you hear squealing and grinding noises during braking, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts. You'll find the brake parts you need from trusted brands like BrakeBest, BrakeBest Select, and Wagner ThermoQuiet at everyday low prices. Play it safe with brake parts from O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
If you're on Medicare Part B and have diabetes, you're probably at the corner of big changes and where will I get my testing supplies? Well, if you've been using a mail order provider, you may have to find another option. Fortunately, Walgreens carries all major brands, including OneTouch, Contour, AccuCheck, Freestyle, and TrueTest. We also accept assignment and bill Medicare along with your supplemental insurance. Talk to your Walgreens pharmacist today at the corner of happy and healthy.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. You're listening to ESPN Radio 1700. Catch me weekdays at 7 a.m. ESPN Radio 1700.
Welcome back. So happy it's Thursday. ESPN 1700 AM. Real Estate Radio Hour with your host,
David McKelvin.
And myself, Ryan White. Just heard from Alan Tharp, partner with Hamilton Tharp here in Solana Beach. The website, HT2CPA, HT2CPA, talking about some of the changes that took place for the tax year 2013 and the importance of tax planning was really the crux of that. And we're going to get to that a little bit further in segment four. But before we do, as promised, Miles Hubers, back to the mic for, what is it, bankruptcy, loans immediately after foreclosure? Is that what the hot topic is?
It's hot to me. It's brand new news. So,
what does that mean?
Well, obviously, people have had short sales, a lot of people. got caught upside down, right? Their properties went from $400,000 to $200,000. They owe way more. So they walked, right?
Well, thankfully, we're not seeing that as much as we used to.
No, we're not. So that's why I think we're trying to stimulate the economy with jobs and things. So it was 3 years on a short sale or a foreclosure or bankruptcy. And then the government now just changed it to 1 year on a lot of the institutions with FHA, the Federal Housing Administration. Our portfolio is 1 day.
Well, when you say 1 year, what you mean is that if someone files bankruptcy or has a short sale on their record, they would have to wait 1 year before they could actually get a new mortgage.
Exactly.
FHA mortgage.
Yes.
FHA.
It's a full. This is not an equity-based loan. It's full doc. You have to supply your tax returns and show that your taxable income is 3 times your mortgage. So the theory is these people can afford a home, but they can't get in one because of their credit. But we know they can afford one, but they walk because they were so far upside down.
3.5% down, FHA?
Yes.
So the government is essentially endorsing the fact that 1 year is enough. It's enough punishment.
Yes.
Wow. And when did that change? Just here recently?
I don't know the exact date. I'd have to look that up. I know
recent,
that
right?
Our portfolio program just went to 1 day and just recently.
So there essentially is no waiting time frame.
No. Well, sure, that's most of the lenders are 12 months. We are portfolio, so we're saying 1 day. Because we figure it's a good, make sense loan that they can qualify, that they make 3 times. And in our portfolio, we know we can sell them to the government in 1 year because that's the program.
You know, these lending institutions, they have an interest rate that they are essentially advertising and they're selling. And they can change that interest rate somewhat and control the volume of loans that they get in. So, if a bank says, hey, I want to lower my interest rate by 0.25%, they get a huge amount of loans in because they happen to be the bank offering the lowest rate, and then they raise their rate a little bit and they kind of cut it off. What we're really talking about here is the competitive environment that the lending institutions are in, and you're on that edge, right? You're the government says, hey, we're going to let people get a loan 1 year after they go short, do a short sale, or 1 year after they file bankruptcy. And now what you're saying is I'm saying one step ahead, and we're going to do that the day after. It just blows my mind.
Yes. Yes. Well, they can afford it. We know that they're making 3 times their total debt. So they could afford it. They just were maybe upside down 100 or 200,000. So they did a short sale or foreclosure. So they want to get back in the game, which would stimulate the economy, creates jobs. And that's what we're all looking for, right?
Well, see, when we're coming out of this great recession that they're calling it, and now we're into this period of time where most of us feel like, okay, it's going to be another 10 years. Obviously, there's no way to predict, but that the economy is going to be fairly stable. In fact, Warren Buffett just came out and said the economy keeps on chugging along just fine. With that said, we're starting to see all these underwriting guidelines loosen up. Now, this loan you're talking about now, this is a full doc loan.
Yeah, full qualification, tax returns. And if you think about it, we have all these lending institutions, and refi has gone down like 75% in the last 2 months because the 30-year fix went from 3.25 to 4.25.
Just like that.
So almost everybody had a long time to refi, so they did. So you're seeing loan applications down 50, 60, 75%.
Well, I'm also seeing a lot of the loan officers out there, scrambling for ways to, make a living.
Yes.
Right, and lending institutions are similar to that, and they're changing some of their underwriting guidelines to stay one step ahead. I mean, if you're just tuning in, we're on the line here with Miles Hubers, the $10 billion man over 20 years. Your career high was $3 billion in 1 year in loans closed with you and your team. If you have a question, if you want to challenge Miles Hubers on a loan that you think you can't get, give him a call. 858-735-4323. Again, 858-735-4323. If you can't do it, I can't imagine anybody can. You guys there's so many different things that you've created, these different types of loans where, if you've got a client that says, hey, I've got 50% down, what do you do with that if he's got a poor FICO score?
Well, isn't that a loan you'd rather lend on? Would you rather lend on somebody with no money down or somebody with 50% down? Yes, that's a loan we'd love to do. 50% equity in today's environment is they're out there. It's somewhat rare, but there are a lot of professional athletes, and Alan would attest to that.
What about these athletes that have, 1 year contracts?
Well, we were able to do his loan because he put 50% down.
He couldn't qualify. It didn't matter.
He couldn't qualify because he didn't have a 2-year contract.
But under normal circumstances, they want to see – they want an athlete to show I've got more than 2 years on my contract.
Not just any athlete, a person that we're lending money to. You want to make sure he's got the long-term ability to make that mortgage. If you're going to lend him a 30-year mortgage and he's only got 1 year of contract, what's he going to do after 1 year?
I mean, I could definitely see the cause for concern on that.
Yeah.
However, I can also see justification for saying, hey, someone who is a W-2 employee could walk in the next day and get fired.
That's true.
But they don't see it the same way.
Well, usually in W-2 employees, they, you know, it's an at-will state in California. But they look for a track record that you've been in a similar industry for 2 years. So if you're a lawyer, you're probably still going to be a lawyer unless you're disbarred or something like that. Right? So they look for track history and everything.
Well, so tell me a little bit about rate on – I just successfully processed my short sale yesterday. I got a little bit of moving money from my bank. I got $3,000 worth of cash for keys money to go through the short sale, close escrow, and I want to go buy another one tomorrow. What are the terms I'm looking at? 20% down? 10%?
No. You know, first of all, it's kind of subjective because each client's different. It depends if they fixed their credit or didn't fix their credit. Depends on their income and their cash reserves. So you could get a better rate, of course, if you have better credit and more money down and more cash reserves. So you're price is based on that. But no, you can go get a new loan with 3.5% down because the FHA, the Federal Housing Administration, is not a first-time buyer loan. It's just for your owner-occupancy loan. So you could go get a new loan with 3.5% down. And matter of fact, if you make less than $86,000, you could put a 0.5% down on the FHA open access. And we don't know how long that'll be around. That's a government-subsidized program.
But your portfolio loans that you're doing that'll lend someone right away after a short sale is successfully processed,
right.
Are there down payment requirements on it, or is it only 3.5%?
3.5%.
3.5%. So you're essentially taking the FHA guidelines and subtracting that whole one-year thing. That one-year thing gets in the way.
Well, yes. We know that in 1 year we probably can sell it to FHA.
You're going to service it for a year and then sell it.
Yes. And look at it this way. As a bank, you're looking at yield or arbitrage, and I don't want to get too complicated, but if we're borrowing money at 0.1 and lending it out at 4.5, that's a nice yield there.
Got it.
You know, you're making 4% on every $1 million is $40,000 a year.
So we're still talking under 5% in general.
Absolutely.
Of course, income and credit score and all those normal requirements.
30-year fixed today is around 4.25.
Yeah, with that kind of yield spread, I would imagine they'd be interested in loaning as much as they can, as fast as they can.
Well, we certainly want to look at risk analysis. You don't want to make a bad loan still. But if you know someone makes $10,000 and their total mortgage is $3,000, you know, he's going to, as long as he has that job, he's going to make the payment. He doesn't want to go through the short sale or foreclosure process he just went through again. People don't want to do that.
Sure. Of course, I see that. If you're just tuning in, we're talking to Miles Hubers, mortgage banker extraordinaire. His number here is 858-735-4323. Again, 858-735-4323. We're talking about his no-doc loan as well as kind of the other end of the spectrum. If you've just gone through a short sale, foreclosure, or bankruptcy, got a program out there that for only 3.5% down will get you a loan the next day. Again, the number, 858-735-4323.
So, Alan, you know, we talked a little bit offline about the Mortgage Debt Relief Act.
Yes.
And how the federal government passed the Mortgage Debt Relief Act, but yet the state of California elected not to take it up this year.
Yeah, just recently a bill didn't pass that would extend the exclusion for California. So now what you have is a client of ours or a person who have had a foreclosure who have the exclusion for their federal tax return will now potentially owe tax on their California tax return because the exclusion is gone.
And we're going to talk a little bit more about what implications that can have by not having the California exclusion ahead of us in the last segment when we come back.
Hi, Mr. Credit here. I can't tell you how excited I am to have Bruce McPherson with Security One Lending as a regular guest on the show and my go-to guy for reverse mortgages. Listen, if you're 62 years or older and you own a home, whether you have a mortgage or not, chances are you can benefit from one of today's HECM reverse mortgage options. Just call Bruce McPherson at 866-223-7174. That's 866-223-7174. You can just email reversemortgagebruce@gmail.com. Over the past 9 years, Bruce has really earned his reputation as an honest, ethical reverse mortgage advisor, and he is someone I genuinely trust, and you can too. Don't let old myths about reverse mortgages keep you from calling to get the facts. Today's government-insured HECM reverse mortgages are incredibly flexible, whether you need money now or just want to be prepared for the future. Call your local expert, Bruce McPherson, today and get all the answers you need for free. 866-223-7174. That's 866-223-7174. Or just email reversemortgagebruce@gmail.com. Five Star Escrow, the service you deserve when you need it most at closing. Five Star Escrow, fast, friendly, and accurate. Why would you settle for less? FiveStarEscrow.com. That's FiveStarEscrow.com. Have you been selected for an audit by the IRS? Do you owe the IRS money and want to find a way to settle your account as quickly and easily as possible? Hi, Mr. Credit here. Listen, I had the IRS come knocking on my door over $600, which I didn't even owe them as it turns out. I know how scary this stuff can be. The good news is I know exactly what to do. My tax attorney, Jeffrey Kahn, is board certified and works only on tax-related issues. He understands how the IRS works and how to make the most of each situation. And get this, mention Mr. Credit when you call and get a free consultation and a tax resolution plan, $500 value, absolutely free. Call Jeffrey Kahn today at 866-494-6829. That's 866-494-6829 today and get these tax issues behind you as quickly as possible. 866-494-6829. That's 866-494-6829. 494-6829.
It's here. The Polaris Factory Authorized Clearance. Your best chance for our best deals on the world's best-selling off-road lineup. We're talking an incredible $1,000 in rebates, plus low, low 2.99% financing on all models. Stop in today for our best deals on the industry's best machines for hunt, farm, trail, and sport. Rebates up to $1,000 and financing as low as 2.99% on your pick of legendary sportsmen, powerful rangers, and razor-sharp razors. How great are the deals? Right now, you can ride off on a Sportsman 500 for less than $120 a month. Hurry to your local Polaris dealer today during the Polaris Factory Authorized Clearance. Don't miss it. Offers valid in U.S. subject to credit approval and valid on new 2008 through 2014 models. Good through 9/30/13. See dealer for details. ATVs can be hazardous to operate. Polaris adult models are for riders age 16 and older. Always wear a helmet and be sure to take a training course. Polaris machines are not intended for on-road use.
Para resultados y más información acerca de este programa, consultar la página espnradio1700.com.
So happy Thursday. Welcome back. ESPN 1700 AM Real Estate Radio Hour with your host,
David McKelvin.
And myself, Ryan White. We just heard from Miles Hubers talking about his no-doc stated loan programs as well as portfolio loan he has that will allow you to get a loan the day after you successfully process a short sale, a bankruptcy, or even are foreclosed on. So essentially, there's no more waiting here, no more penalty for that. His number is 858-735-4323. Again, 858-735-4323.
I don't know, man. Should we be fearful or excited about that program?
Well, I think it's evidence that the thinkers out there certainly are of the opinion that the market is coming back. That's really how I see it.
I think it's probably just the beginning of some of these looser underwriting guidelines.
Yeah, I think, you know, you have to look at, can a person afford a home? And, you know, in California, there's no recourse when you buy a home. So that was part of the problem. If someone was upside down $200,000, it was easy for them to make a decision to walk from the home.
Yeah, and under these no-recourse loans that have been given, this new program that actually didn't get passed, you know, talk to us about that, Alan.
Mortgage debt relief forgiveness.
Well, I think what Alan was saying there real quick, too, is if you buy a home today and now you lose $200,000, you can't forgive the debt. That's another reason for not wanting to short sell or foreclose again, right?
Right.
If you get taxed on losing $200,000 and you get a 1099 for $200,000, another incentive for a person, once they've short sold or foreclosed once, they certainly don't want to go through that experience again.
So run us through that one more time, Alan. What are the implications of the Mortgage Debt Relief Forgiveness Act being disbanded in California? What does that mean?
Well, it basically means unless you can prove insolvency, so your assets don't outweigh your debt, you're going to pay tax in California for the amount of the debt that's been forgiven.
Unless you can prove insolvency. And really, if you've got more than one property, it's pretty hard to prove insolvency. With equity in it,
yeah, correct.
It's pretty hard to prove insolvency. So unless you can do that, you're going to end up paying taxes in California on the forgiven debt, just like if you would have got a check.
Correct.
Wow, that's rough.
Yes, it is.
Does insolvency?
There are a lot of loopholes to this. I mean, you can protect yourself. If this wasn't, you know, if you had a foreclosure and it was a purchase money loan, so you bought a home and you didn't refinance in the process and you lost it, there was an agreement that was made in the beginning.
As long, for the, well, are we speaking for California or for federal? Because now when we talk
California.
About these things, we got to speak. Okay, for California, if there's debt that's been forgiven and it's not for your principal residence, so it's your equity or something along that line, or you've refied the property, it's not your original purchase loan, then you're going to have a problem. If it's your original purchase loan, for federal, you're okay. But for California, the rules have changed. If there's debt that's been forgiven, all that exclusionary thing doesn't apply anymore for California. So you will have a tax liability for the amount of the debt that's been forgiven in California.
So this only highlights what we said in the beginning about the tax laws changing and the importance of tax planning.
Correct.
Waiting for 2014 to get your receipts together, that is not tax planning. It's already been done. The writing's on the wall. All you're doing now is bookkeeping.
Correct.
Right? The tax planning occurs now.
Right.
And naturally, you're a big advocate of the tax planning ahead of time, obviously. Is that something you guys do commonly?
Yeah. At Hamilton Tharp, we pride ourselves on working with our clients to teach them the difference between preparation, tax preparation, which is the compliance portion, and then tax planning, which is what you need to do now. October, November, December, we'll be reaching out to all of our clients to encourage them to come in and meet with us so that we can look at their individual tax situations and develop strategies that will help them minimize tax. We always do this, but this year I think it's even more important with all the changes in the laws and the increases in the tax. Even with federal and then you throw in California, this is something that needs to be done now.
So the website, HT2CPA.com. That's the website, HT2CPA.com. So we talked about the 3.8% net investment, 20% capital gains. The big hits we're going to take as the highest tax bracket of 39-point-something percent, 40% for the highest income earners. What are some of the scenarios you can think of where you're able to actually change what someone is doing when they see you September, October to lessen the tax implications come into the year?
Okay. Some of the things that we're looking at when we talked about earlier with the phase out for the itemized deductions was kicks in over $300,000. If we can work with, for example, a self-employed individual where they can somewhat control their income streams, maybe we look at reducing income this year in order to take advantage of maximizing their itemized deductions instead of just treating things as normal and letting it, you know, reporting all the income this year and then losing out on those itemized deductions. So if we can control the income, that'll help out in that area. You can have clients defer income. If you have a big bonus coming, maybe you don't take it this year, you take it next year. And then in that scenario, if you're looking to make some significant charitable contributions, you'll do it in 1 year versus the other, because we just don't look at this year. We'll look at 2 or 3 years down the road to see what's going on with this particular client to see if there are any strategies we can come up just short term, but also long term as far as, like I said, manipulating the income.
Manipulating
the income to where it is advantageous for our clients and also with their deductions as well. And then also on top of that is taking your, you know, you want to make sure you maximize all your retirement plan contributions that you can, maximize your IRAs, things of that nature. You want to get all that in place. So at least, even though you can do that later on, you can at least strategize cash flow to make sure that all these things can take place.
Alan, what is the most you could put in an IRA per year?
Right now, the limit, I think it's up to $6,000.
$6,000 for self-employed?
Well, for self-employed, the IRAs, you can put up to, I think it's up to $50,000 now.
$50,000.
In a SEP IRA.
Huh, that's a lot.
And that's based on, well, you have
like
to have the income.
$6,000 doesn't sound like a lot.
Well, that's for, for wage earner. You need, the big thing, if you're a salaried employee, you should be contributing to your 401k and getting the max, because getting the match. So if you're not getting the match, you're basically throwing away money from your employer. And then for the self-employed IRA, you need to have the income in order to make this maximum contribution. So
what, gross income or net?
Yeah. Well, net.
Okay.
You need to have the net income. So, that's where the tax planning comes into play to see,
sure,
were we going to go ahead and maximize the income to get this SEP IRA to see if it, you know, see if it makes sense for this
on
client?
Your insolvency for not paying taxes on your loss on your short sale or foreclosure. What if you have $500,000 in your 401k? Is that insolvent?
No, the 401k and the IRAs and everything come into play for the insolvency as well. Those are part of your assets.
So they count. So
yeah, they count. Yeah.
Okay. Good reason not to short sell and foreclose in the future.
Correct.
That's why we're lending.
As if we need more reasons to not. Yes.
No, people don't want to.
We don't. I'm sure people, a lot of cases, aren't actually electing to do that unless it's necessary.
Yeah.
So it sounds like this is kind of the storm before the storm for you. Everybody's coming in now to get ready, to prepare, to have their ducks in a row come, well, prior to April 15th to, you know, just turn over their receipts with the appropriate documentation,
right,
with however they're planning, perhaps deferring income, as you mentioned, a couple other strategies like that.
April 15th is too late. We can't do anything at that point. At Hamilton Tharp, we focus. This is where we can provide value to our clients. If you're waiting until after the year or wait until April 15th to start talking to us or start talking to your CPA, it's too late. There isn't much we can do at that point in time. So it's imperative that people take advantage of this now in order to strategize. And that's what we focus on with our clients, to make sure that we don't miss out on opportunities when it comes to doing the tax planning, as I said, providing value to our clients, whether it's making charitable contributions, deferring income, maxing out the plans. Maybe they have rental properties they're thinking about selling, anything from that nature, we might want to either push things off or accelerate an event to take care of the tax implications.
It does seem a little bit refreshing, so to speak, because I think the general consensus that I get from CPAs is bring me in your box receipts. I'm going to put it into Lacerte here and it'll kick out how much you owe.
Yeah.
Right. And at that point, like you mentioned, there's nothing you can do. That's really not that different than the electronic online version, so to speak, of tax preparation. But really lining up the ducks ahead of time so that you can defer some of that income if necessary, or use some of these other techniques that you've mentioned as an effort to limit the overall tax liability, certainly does make a lot of sense.
Yes, and like I said, that's the area where we provide value. I mean, after it's done, after the end of the year, our hands are kind of tied at that point in time. I mean, we can help going forward, but
2014.
Yeah, 2014, sure. We can take care of that. But for 2013, it's closed. There isn't much we can do at that point.
Got it. So let that be a lesson to you. Don't wait. The website, ht2cpa.com. That's the website, ht2cpa.com. Alan Tharp, partner with Hamilton Tharp. One more time, the website, ht2cpa.com. Obviously a big advocate of the tax planning strategies.
Correct. And if anybody out there, the listeners, want to have any of our tax planning memos that we have available, they can reach out to us through the website, or they can also call us.
Okay.
And we'll be happy to get that for anyone who wants it.
Numbers on the website?
Yes, it is. And it's 858-481-7702. And we're also in Solana Beach, and we don't mind if you stop by and say hi.
858-481-7702. Thank you, Alan. Also on the show, Miles Hubers, loan officer extraordinaire. We talked extensively about the no-doc loan, as well as the loan he has that requires no wait, no seasoning at all on the amount of penalty in time you have to pay after a short sale, foreclosure, or a bankruptcy. Contact Miles directly, 858-735-4323. One more time, 858-735-4323. Coming up next, it's Tim Stromble with Sports Tort. Stay tuned.